弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴两个礼拜没见回来，真是开心呢。
Yeah, I'm really delighted to see all of you again after being away for 2 weeks.
对，我嗓子我的高音不见了，现在哈。
Unfortunately, my voice is sort of gone right now, especially the higher notes.
一回家呢，有个很大的挑战就是柳絮特别的多。
One of the problems that I faced when I went back home is a lot of pollen in the air.
结果我不到两天眼睛就越发红肿了。
And so after being home in China for 2 days, my eye got even more red and inflamed.
然后礼拜五半夜回来，礼拜六早上的时候嗓子几乎都没有了。
And after I got home, the wee hours of Friday night, and woke up Saturday morning, my voice was basically gone.
但感谢弟兄姐妹的祷告。
But thank you so much for your prayers for me.
我今天早上的时候就觉得嗓子在好像是在清开，你们有没有那种感觉？那嗓子好像哦，这个堵的东西都不见了。
But then, as I got up this morning, I started to feel like my voice was recovering. I could feel like my vocal cords were reopening again.
所以感谢主，我们的主真好。
So I thank the Lord. Our God is a great God.
我特别是这次回去，我有很多很多的见证我想做。那我现在只能做一个，因为我实在是按捺不住。
Yeah, there were so many neat experiences that I had with the Lord while I was at home. And so I want to, and there's so many that I want to share with you, but I don't have time to share all of them now. But there's one that I absolutely have to share with you right now.
5月9号我跟我妹妹在高铁这样子，我要去北京，她要去郑州。
On the morning that I left, my hometown in China, I was riding with my sister on the high-speed rail from Xinyang.I was traveling all the way to Beijing.
我跟她只有一个小时的时间。
And she was getting off the train after only an hour, so I only had an hour with her on the train.
就在那一个小时时间，她信了耶稣。
And what is so neat is that during that 1 hour, my sister came to faith in Christ.
但您知道这是二十年的祷告几乎。
You know, this is, I've been praying for her for 20 years.
所以感谢主。
So thanks and praise be to God.
感谢主，这是我要赞美主。当时我，那我在她面前。我根本不敢表现我特别激动。
So as I led her to, as she came to Christ, I didn't want to reveal my excitement too much.
我好像就很平淡，哦，感谢主，我说很好。
So I tried to be very calm. Oh, this is great. Praise God.
然后我现在每次想到我在飞机上，我在什么一想到我就眼泪就往外流。
But then every time now that I think about this, whether I was on the plane flying back or whatever, I started to weep as I thought about this.
这是上帝得着了一个母亲。
This is God capturing a mother's heart.
因为她将会祝福她的儿子。
Because in the future she will be an even greater blessing to her son.
然后又一代一代的继续祝福下去。
And that this will be a blessing that will continue one generation after another after another.
所以母亲节快乐。
So happy Mother's Day to all of you.
一百年前这个母亲节就开始了，大家记得吧
？Do you know that the celebration of Mother's Day began 100 years ago?
1914年。
1914.
美国国会就立法。
Congress passed a resolution.
然后总统 Woodrow Wilson, 他就宣布在五月第二个礼拜作为母亲节。
And then President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed that the second Sunday of May would be the day that we specifically acknowledge and remember and bless our mothers.
哦，他是比较快一点，就是公开表达我们对母亲的感激和尊重。好。所以对许多人来讲呢，母亲节应当是一个欢喜快乐的日子。
So for many people, Mother's Day should be a day of excitement and happiness.
但是我们也知道，在这个特别的日子呢，对有些人来讲是很不幸的。
But we also know that for many people, Mother's Day is also a day of sadness.
因为我们中间不是每个人都是母亲。
Because it's true that not all of us who are here are mothers.
有些人当然你没选择，你是性别的问题，没办法。
Now some of you of course have no choice because you're not the correct gender.
有些是真的是想要孩子来不了。
But then there's some of us who really really want to have children but are unable to have children.
每年的母亲节是一个痛苦的提醒。
And then every year Mother's Day is a painful reminder of that inability to have a child.
或许我们中间有人跟母亲的关系不好。
Or some of us perhaps have a very difficult relationship with our mothers.
或许呢，有人在今天，你可能今天是提醒你失去的母亲的那样的痛苦。
Or maybe today is a very painful reminder for you that you've lost your mother.
或者你失去了你的孩子，失去了母亲。
Or perhaps your child has lost a mother.
我们中间也有做母亲的，你可能失去过孩子。
Or maybe as a mother, you've witnessed the death of your own child.
或者你的孩子现在特别让你失望。
Or perhaps your child has brought you a great amount of disappointment in life.
或者你曾经伤害过孩子，曾经做母亲有很多的遗憾，到现在都无法补偿。
Or perhaps at some time in your life you have caused a lot of pain in your child's life, and to this day you still are not able to completely reconcile.
所以母亲节不是说对所有人都是欢庆的日子。
And so it's definitely not the case that Mother's Day is a day of happiness for everyone.
对我自己作为一个传道人，我又有新的感受。
But as a preacher, I have a new feeling on Mother's Day today.
没有成为父母的时候，这以前我可以一下子讲三个小时关于如何做母亲。
And that is that before I became a parent myself, I could talk for 3 hours about how to be a parent.
但是一旦自己成为母亲之后，成为父母之后，突然发现很难讲。
But then I've suddenly discovered that after I become a parent myself, that it's actually very difficult to talk about this.
因为在神的话语面前，常常提醒我，就让我真看到我自己的缺乏，我自己的污秽，自己的虚伪。
Because whenever I open the Word of God, I'm reminded about my own inability, my lack, how difficult it is for me to do this.
所以在今天的母亲节里。
So today on Mother's Day,
我知道上帝的心意不是要让我们来对人来歌功颂德。
I know that God's will for us today is not specifically just to give
people and worship, praise.
To elevate and praise people too much.
也不是让我们来自卑自怜。
It's also not a day for us to feel terrible about ourselves.
特别是当我们无法做到的这种情况。
Especially when we find ourselves being so limited in our ability.
母亲节在教会里边，母亲节是再一次神给机会，让我们来仰望上帝。
But actually, in the context of the church, Mother's Day is another opportunity for us to turn our eyes upon the Lord.
来仰望他的恩典，仰望他的能力。
And to look to His grace and His love.
所以今天，上帝要给每一个母亲一个邀请。
And so today, God extends a special invitation to every one of the mothers here.
我们中间母亲们，主要来邀请你做一个蒙福的人。
And that is that God invites you to be a person of blessing.
做一个蒙福的母亲。
To be a blessed mother.
不仅是带给你自己孩子那重大的祝福。
Not just someone who brings great blessing to your own children.
而且要让你带给这个世界祝福。
But also to be a channel of blessing to the world.
所以你要不要做一个蒙福的母亲？
So do you want to be a blessed mom today?
Yeah. 我可以听得出来是只有几个人回答。
It sounds like only a couple of us here want that.
要不要做一个蒙福的母亲？
Do you want to be a blessed mother?
你不用说，这还少一半人这样的喊，嗓门还是挺大的。
So even when we only hear from about half of us, it's still loud. That's good.
但是我又清楚，今天倒不是只给母亲讲的。
But I know that what it is we want to look at today is not just spoken to mothers.
否则这剩下一大半的人坐在这边干嘛呢？
If it were, then what should the rest of us do who are not mothers?
否则我们就变成将来指手画脚说妈妈这个地方没有做到，或者自己太太这个地方没有做到的人，就更麻烦。
Otherwise, the rest of us would find ourselves sitting there thinking, okay, that's something my mother didn't do right, or that's something that she needs to do differently.
所以今天的思考是不仅对母亲，而且对于所有的人。
So what it is we're going to be thinking about today is not just for mothers, but actually for all of us to think about.
这也是为其中的父亲。
This is also.For all of the fathers here.
为我们中间的单身们。
This is also for all of us who are yet single.
为我们中间这些长辈们。
And this is also here for every one of us who are elderly.
为我们中间的孩子们。
And also for all of the young people.
这是为所有的人。
This is for everyone.
只要你愿意被神来使用。
As long as you're willing to be used by God.
成为一个有影响力的人。
To become someone who can be an influence on others.
只要你愿意在永恒里投资。
As long as you're willing to invest in eternity,
在这个世界带来更新改变
and to bring transformation and change to this world.
所以你要不要做一个蒙恩的人
So do you want to be a blessed person?
这比刚才还是妈妈的嗓门大一些，
再来一次。Sounds like mothers have a louder voice still.
要不要做一个蒙恩的人？
听好了，
蒙恩的人。
Okay.
还是有不张嘴的。
There are still some people not opening their mouths.
好，我就假设你是愿意做一个蒙恩的人。
So I'll assume that you want to be a person who's blessed.
所以今天我们在圣经中间看一位母亲的生命。
So we're going to look today at the life of a mother's life that's recorded for us in the scripture.
来特别思考上帝如何借着一个母亲的信心。
So we're going to look at how God specifically used the faith of a mother.
带来那些更新改变的祝福。
To bring a transformational blessing to a generation.
这位蒙恩的母亲名叫哈拿。
The name of this person, this blessed mother, was Hannah.
她生活在公元前1100年。
She lived 1100 BC.
那是以色列历史上的士师时代，在王朝之前。
This is the period of Israel's history.That we call the period of the judges. This came before the establishment of the monarchy.
以色列人认为这是一段黑暗的时代。
Israelites understood that this was a dark period of time.
因为人们是背逆上帝。
Because this was a period of time when people were rebelling against the Lord.
所以哈拿这个普普通通的女子能够蒙福。
And so this woman Hannah, this mother Hannah, who was just an ordinary person, was greatly blessed.
因为她有信心。
Because she had.Great faith.
好，糟了，我 PowerPoint 我那个东西。好，蒙恩的母亲是有信心的母亲。
A mother, a blessed mother has great faith.
他们对上帝有信心。
Has faith in God.
所以今天如果你忘了今天母亲节到底讲了些什么，你把这个记着。
And so if you have trouble remembering exactly the main point of today's message, just remember this.
你跟周围人讲
mother, blessed mother has faith.
你跟周围人讲你要有信心。
Say to the person next to you, you have to have faith. You need to have faith.
你要有信心，对上帝要有信心。
You need to have faith in God.
所以哈拿的信心是什么样的信心？
So what is the faith that Hannah had?
所以我们待会儿所要谈到的不仅是有信心的人的这个表现，更是要说到如何能够得到信心的属灵的操练。
So we're not going to be thinking just about what faith looks like, but we're going to be thinking too about how to have great faith.
所以一个有信心的母亲，一个有信心的人，首先他就应该是往下。
So a person who's blessed, a mother who's blessed and who has great faith, first of all,
他要倾心祷告。
Prays earnestly to God.
是一个倾心祷告的人。
This is someone who prays earnestly to God.
所以你跟周围人讲，你要倾心祷告。
So say to the person next to you, you need to pray earnestly.
要倾心祷告，所以我们再看下边，哈拿是一个祷告的母亲。
Hannah was someone who prayed a lot.
那么大家首先读中文，再读英文。
So we'll read Chinese together.
好，一二三，请。哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，向耶和华祈祷。他许愿说：“万军之耶和华啊，你若垂顾你使女的苦恼，不忘你。”
In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
好，我们再往下。哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利注意他的嘴。哈拿心中默祷。举动嘴唇，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？不要再喝酒了。”
As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine."
哈拿回答说。我主啊，不是这样的，我是心里愁苦的仆人，七天六夜都没有喝，只在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要让你的使女看透这地的日子。我因极其难过和生气，所以一直祷告到如今。
Not so, my lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer.I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
好，接着
再往下。
以利回答说，
平平安安地回去吧。
Eli answered, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant what you have asked of him. She said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
So, 圣经是如此来形容哈拿情急意切的祷告。
So, how does Hannah describe this prayer?
所以他说，
How does the Bible describe this prayer?
腓立世界说他心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，向耶和华祈祷。
Says that the Bible says that she was that there was great anguish in her face as she was praying.
然后十二节说他不住的祷告。
And verse 12 says that she prayed earnestly without ceasing.
十三节说心中默祷。
And in verse 13 it says she was praying in her heart.
然后十五节倾心吐意祷告。
And verse 15 says she was pouring out her heart to the Lord.
然后第十六节又说她祷告直到如今，不停的祷告。
And verse 16 says she was praying continuously until today.
所以在众人人山人海之中，以利大祭司居然注意到她了。
So interestingly enough, Eli, the chief priest, noticed her among all the other people who were there at the temple.
但是可惜他是以为他醉酒了。
But unfortunately, he thought that she was drunk.
显然她的祷告是非常的不同。
Even though her prayer was so different from others.
非常的充满情感。
Even though it was so filled with emotion.
所以为什么哈拿会如此迫切的祷告呢？
So why is it that Hannah would be praying so earnestly?
所以她迫切祷告是因为她的生活艰难。
She was earnestly praying because she had great difficulty in her life.
因为她没有孩子。
Because she had no children.
在当时那个社会，她要被人论断。
In that society, she would be judged by the people around her.
不能生育是一个结婚的女人生命中最大的悲剧。
Being unable to have children is the greatest tragedy that could befall anyone who was married.
和最大的羞辱。
And would be the greatest shame in her life.
所以她迫切祷告，因为哈拿的丈夫还有另外一个妻子。
And she was praying earnestly because her husband had another wife.
就是毗尼拿。Penina 自己有孩子，哈拿是没有。
Penina had children, but Hannah did not.
虽然圣经从来没有明确的去谴责多妻制。
Even though the Bible in the Old Testament never really spoke clearly about against this idea of polygamy.
这个多妻制所带来的不良的后果是处处可见。
Actually, we can see many examples of the consequences that come.As a result of polygamy.
这个地方就是其中一个例子。
And this is one of the examples.
毗尼拿是与哈拿为敌。
Penina was constantly considered Hannah to be a rival.
这个地方说到她故意要来向哈拿来挑战。
And she was specifically challenging Hannah.
我们大家一块来，一二三，请。她的对头毗尼拿，因耶和华不使哈拿生育，就常常惹她发怒，要使她生气。年年都是如此。每当他上到耶和华殿的时候，毗尼拿就如此，以致他哭泣不吃饭。
Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat.
但是哈拿呢，却没有跟毗尼拿来争斗。
But Hannah did not respondAnd argue with Penina.
她在心中也没有记恨她。
And she didn't hate her.
她而是迫切的祷告。
But she continued to pray earnestly.
她在求神来开一条路。
And she was asking God to open a way for her.
因为唯有神才赐人生命。
Because it's only God who gives life to someone else.
唯有神，唯有上帝才能使人高升。
And it's only God who can lift up someone else.
上帝的能力和上帝的爱和怜悯是哈拿的盼望。
Hannah's hope was God's love and His grace and His power.
所以她迫切祷告。
And so she prayed earnestly.
还因为她知道以利加拿她的丈夫不是她的盼望。
And also she knew that her husband was not the source of her hope.
不是她幸福生活的源头。
And her husband was not the one who was the source of joy in her life.
不是她来孩子的真正的源头。
And she understood that her husband was not really the ultimate source of a child for her.
上帝才是。
She knew that these came from God.
所以她就祷告，她就迫切的祷告。
And so she prayed. She prayed earnestly.
结果呢，上帝喜悦她的心。
And God looked favorably on her heart.
我们下面就会讲到圣经，接着就会说到应允了她的祷告。
And in the text that follows, the Bible describes for us how God answered her prayer.
赐给她一个儿子。
And gave her a son.
所以你要想过信心的生活。
So if you want to live a life of faithfulness, a life of faith,
就在上帝面前倾心的祷告。
You need to pray earnestly before the Lord.
有一个姐妹。
There was once a sister.
叫做莫妮卡。
Her name was Monica.
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 她从小就是基督徒。
She was raised in as a Christian from the time she was very young.
但是她结婚呢，是嫁给一个非基督徒的丈夫。
But when she got married, she married a non-believer.
所以她一直祷告，她的全家人都能信主。
And she earnestly prayed that her entire family would become followers of God.
尽管如此，她努力按着神的心意来抚养自己的孩子。
And in this way, she faithfully raised her child to be a follower of Christ.
孩子中间有一个最才，她的孩子中间有一个最有才华的儿子。
And among her children, there was one particular child, a son, who was especially talented, a brilliant young man.
他就想办法呢，让他受最好的教育。
And she really wanted him to get the best possible education.
他盼望好的教育可以使他认识上帝的道理。
And she was hoping that a really good education would enable him to come to know the Lord and follow Christ.
可是这个儿子是不听妈妈的劝告的儿子。
But this particular son completely disregarded his mother's encouragement in his life.
他选择过一个满足自我欲望的生活。
And instead, he decided to live a life in rebellion against God, just trying to live for his own pleasures.
然后他就和人同居，和一个女孩子同居。
And so he moved in with a girl.
还生了一个儿子。
And got her pregnant, and then had a son.
当看到自己的孩子这样的远离神， Monica 就心中非常的痛苦。
And as Monica saw her son running away from God, she felt just deeply broken in her heart.
但是这个妈妈没有办法用语言过来把自己的孩子带回上帝面前。
But there was really nothing she could say to her son to try to convince him to come back to the Lord.
但是她决定不放弃的流泪为自己的儿子祷告。
But she decided instead to pray for her son earnestly, weeping for him.
直到有一天她的儿子悔改。
Until one day her son repented.
接受了耶稣基督为生命的主。
And received Jesus as his Savior.
这个儿子我想大家都知道他名字。
I think all of you, in a moment, when I tell you the name of this person, you will all recognize it.
他是奥古斯丁。
This is Augustine, Saint Augustine.
奥古斯丁在他著名的那本书《忏悔录》中间说到他自己的母亲，迫切为他祷告。
Augustine, in his most famous book, Confessions, talked about how his mother prayed for him and wept for him all those years.
母亲的信仰对他有极大的影响，他花了很多的篇幅讲到。
In many, many essays that he wrote, he talked about how the faith of his mother had such an influence in his life.
他这样说，因为妈妈已不在我眼前，妈妈那时候去世了。
He said in his own words, he said, "Now gone from my sight," his mother had died a number of years before.
他曾多年为我哭泣，盼望我能够活在你的眼前，上帝的眼前。
Who for years had wept over me that I might live in your sight, O God?
无论是 Monica 还有或者是奥古斯丁都没有想到。
Neither Monica nor Augustine himself could have ever imagined.
在永恒之中 ，Monica 的这个祷告有多大的价值
？That from the perspective of eternity, the prayers that Monica prayed for her son would have such incredible impact.
奥古斯丁后来成为基督教历史上最有影响力的神学家之一。
Because Augustine turned out to become the most influential theologian in all of Christian history.
他也成为西方哲学史上最有影响力的哲学家之一。
And he also became one of the most influential philosophers in all of Western thought.
所以他的写作对西方基督教的发展，还有对哲学的发展都有重大的影响。
And so the books that he wrote have had tremendous influence on the development of Western Christianity or Western philosophy and Christianity as a whole.
就是他建立了原罪的这个概念。
He's the one who really codified the idea of original sin.
就是他来强调基督的恩典才是我们人得救的必须。
He was the one who really codified the idea that we come to know the Lord through the grace of God.
我们知道我们今天有我们现在的这个信仰跟他有直接的关系，因为他直接影响了马丁路德，还有加尔文，还有宗教改革。
The faith that we hold today as believers was directly shaped by the writings of Augustine because he influenced John Calvin, he influenced Martin Luther, he influenced all of the reformers of the church.
所以做一个祷告的母亲，做一个祷告的人。
So as a person of prayer, especially as a mother of prayer,
因为祷告表达了我们对上帝的仰望，对上帝的依赖。
Prayer expresses a trust, a dependence upon God.
我们对上帝爱，上帝的怜悯，上帝的能力的信靠。
And this is a demonstration of our trust in God's strength and power.
祷告带来改变。
Prayer brings change.
祷告是蒙福的途径。
Prayer is the pathway to blessing.
所以你跟周围人讲，你要倾心祷告。
So say to the person next to you, you need to pray earnestly.
要祷告。所以一个有信心的母亲，一个有信心的人，首先是倾心祷告的人。
A blessed mother, a person of blessing, is someone who, first of all, prays earnestly.
在第二个呢，他们是心灵谦卑的人。
And secondly, is someone who comes humbly before God.
好，你跟周围那个特别骄傲的那位讲，你要谦卑。
Say to the person next to you, who's especially proud, you need to be humble.
你跟他讲，他会蒙福，你不用担心。
And tell the person, you will be blessed. Don't worry.
所以哈拿的祷告表现了他来到上帝面前的时候的这个态度。
And so Hannah's prayer really reflects this quality of humility.
她心灵谦卑。
She was humble in her heart.
来听听她的祷告。
Listen to her prayer.
我们就在括号里边哈。
Listen to her prayer. What's in quotes?
一二三，请万军之耶和华，你若垂顾你使女的苦情，眷恋不忘你的使女。赐你的使女一个子嗣。
Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son.
所以他晓得，哈拿晓得有关上帝的最根本的真理之一。
So Hannah understood that the most basic truth,
上帝不欠她，
is that God doesn't owe her anything.
她就没有因为自己的处境去责备上帝。
She didn't complain. She didn't criticize God.
她没有说耶和华，你为什么让这种事情发生在我身上？
She didn't complain to God and say, God, why did you let this happen to me?
她没有苛求上帝，而是谦卑的来求。
She wasn't demanding God to do anything.
她知道上帝。
She was instead humbly asking.
她知道上帝无论为她做什么，都是她不配的。
And she understood that no matter what God did for her, she didn't deserve any of it.
而是因为上帝的恩典，上帝的爱。
But it was all because of God's love and His grace.
她知道自己是上帝的仆人，不是上帝是我的仆人。
She understood that she was God's servant, not the other way around. God was not her servant.
但是问题是，我们在生活之中常常把它反过来。
But the problem is, in our lives, we often get this idea turned around.
所以我这次回去呢，就碰到了一位母亲。
So this time when I was back in China, I ran into a mother there.
她跟自己的儿媳有摩擦。
She had a very difficult relationship with her daughter-in-law.
所以呢，她就开始抱怨了。
And so she started to complain.
她怎么抱怨呢？儿子不好。
So what was she complaining? She was complaining that her son was no good.
那好儿子怎么会放纵儿媳这个样子呢？ If he's a good son, you will not spoil your.
So she's saying if my son were good, he wouldn't be spoiling.This woman here, his daughter-in-law.
好，然后呢，他又开始抱怨他的女儿。
And she also started to complain about her daughter too.
因为女儿没有很恰当的安慰她。
Because the daughter didn't come and comfort her the way she thought she ought to.
因为女儿不肯去抱怨人。
Because the daughter didn't want to complain about anybody.
结果呢，因为她自己信主是因为受到这两个孩子的影响，儿子跟女儿的影响。
This mother.Came to faith in Christ because of the influence of her two children.
所以她就对上帝存了满肚子火。
And so she became very angry at God.
她就跟上帝说：“我不要信你好了。”
And she said to God, "God, I don't want to believe in you anymore."
结果她好几个月就不去教会，她也不祷告。
And so for a number of months, she didn't go to church. She didn't pray.
结果她突然她的腿跟脚就开始有问题。
And suddenly her legs and her feet.Started to have all kinds of problems.
首先是上下楼就怎么也爬不上去，怎么也下不来。
First, this first showed up in going up and down stairs. She had great difficulty going up and down steps.
然后后来走平路都有很多的问题。
And then eventually it became a problem even walking on level ground.
然后神呢就后来就借着主内的弟兄姐妹就在提醒她。
And eventually God reminded her through the encouragement of brothers and sisters.
说你太骄傲了。
Said to her, you're too proud.
你把上帝当着自己可以使唤的仆人。
You're treating God as if he's your servant.
你这几个月的病很有可能就跟你的骄傲的罪有关。
This illness that you're experiencing, this difficulty walking, is quite likely as a result of your sin.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
她认罪了。
She confessed her sin.
她也悔改，她知道神的心意好。
And she repented, and she came to really appreciate that God's will is best.
因为她知道呢，因为主所爱的，他必管教。
She understood that the God disciplines those he loves.
我们大家一块读第十一节。
Let's read verse 11 together.
凡管教的是。
Okay. Because of, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace.For those who have been trained by it.
对，所以她的身体还没有好。等我离开的时候，她还没有好。
So her, as far as I know, she has still not recovered.
但是我就有信心。
But I have faith.
我知道她如果继续的来认罪悔改。
I'm sure that as she continues to confess her sin and repent.
随着她跟自己儿女的关系能够改善。
Her relationship with her children will improve.
她肯定能够得到完全的医治。
And she will be completely healed.
所以谦卑的母亲
So a mother who is humble
谦卑的人
A person who is humble
在上帝面前就会常常的认罪悔改
Will frequently confess sin and repent
他就必得到大大的祝福
And will be greatly blessed
所以你跟周围人讲你不能骄傲
So say to the person next to you you cannot be proud
对跟你说你要谦卑你要谦卑
You need to be humble
彼此提醒，真的是彼此提醒。
Remind each other. We need to remind each other of this.
彼此提醒，这是神真的。有的时候，神就是要让你讲出这种硬话，因为神要你来拯救。
Sometimes God wants you to hear this, even though it's difficult to hear, because He wants you to be saved and transformed.
所以，一个有信心的母亲，首先是一个倾心祷告的人。
So first of all, a mother who's blessed, a person who's blessed, is someone who prays earnestly.
再一个，她是心灵谦卑的人。
And secondly, is someone who's humble.
最后是全然奉献的人。
Thirdly, is someone who gives their best to God.
你跟周围人讲，你要全然奉献。
Say to the person next to you, you need to give your best to God.
把你最好的奉献。
Give your best to God.
哈娜对主曾经许了一个愿。
Hannah made a commitment to God.
我们再来读哈，就把那个括号那个地方读一二三。
Let's read what's in quotes here.
万军之耶和华，眷恋不忘你的使女，赐你的使女一个子嗣，我必使他终生归给耶和华，不用剃刀剃他的头。
Almighty God, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son.Then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
所以哈娜这地方所许的愿呢，就是所立的誓，就是把神所赐的再归回给神。
And so the commitment that Hannah made here was to take what God gave to her and offer him back to God.
也就把她的儿子重新献给神，归神为圣。
And she dedicated her son to the Lord for him.To belong to the Lord all the days of his life.
让他归神所拥有，归给神所拥有，一生的侍奉主。
And she gave her son to the Lord to be the Lord's servant for all the days of his life.
这在旧约中间就是所谓的拿细耳人。
And this is the idea here is from the Old Testament. This idea of being a Nazarite.
就像参孙还有施洗约翰一样。
This is like Samson and like John the Baptist.
所以到了第二十四节的时候，说到他生个孩子，然后二十四节说，当孩子断了奶，哈拿就带着孩子到了耶和华的殿里。
Eventually, in verse 24, we're told that after the child was weaned, she brought him to the temple of the Lord and gave him to God.
然后他对大祭司以利就这样讲。
And then she said to Eli, the chief priest.
我们大家一块来读。为要得的。 耶和华已将我向他所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子献给耶和华，使他终生归给耶和华，他就在那里敬拜耶和华。
I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
这个地方是整个故事中间最精彩的地方。
This is really the most beautiful part of this entire story.
实在是令人震惊，来激励人心的地方。
This is really something that moves us a lot and gives us great encouragement.
我们知道，在我们生命中守约本身就不是很容易一件事情。
We know that making a commitment is very difficult in the first place.
结婚的时候你都说好了，我要一生要爱你。
When you get married to someone, you say, you make the commitment to love that person for your entire life.
然后半年之后就感觉就没了。
And then after 6 months, the feeling goes away.
笑的人都是很懂的哈。
So the people who are laughing, they know what I'm talking about.
没笑的人还是在梦想。
So the people who aren't laughing are the people who are still living the dream.
所以守约真难啊。
It's very difficult to keep a commitment.
更何况是全然奉献的这种守约。
But it's even more difficult to keep a commitment that involves a lifelong commitment.
Hannah 哪里来的这样的信心？
Where did Hannah get this kind of faith?
首先，这个孩子会有合适的环境吗？
First of all, would this child have a good environment to grow up in?
以利自己的两个儿子，圣经是这样子描述，在第二章十二节，说是不认识耶和华的恶人。
The Bible describes Eli's own two children as two wicked people who did not know the Lord.
把你的孩子跟他们两个放在一起来生活。
You're going to put your own son to live with these two other kids growing up.
好像是把羊放在狼窝之中。
It seems like you're putting your sheep into the midst of wolves.
然后以利连自己的孩子都教养不好，你怎么可以放心让他教养你的孩子？
If Eli was not even able to train his own children well, how's he going to be able to raise your son?
我不知道你会不会改主意。
I don't know. Would you have a change of heart?
主啊，我自己带会更好。
You might think, Lord, I could raise this child better than Eli could.
然后自己的未来有保障吗？哈拿的未来有保障吗？
And then Hannah would also be wondering about her own future.
没有儿子的这种生活，没有孩子这种生活，将会是孤独无助的。
In that society, especially without any children.You would be looking at a life of loneliness and tremendous difficulty.
特别是当年老的时候。
Especially in older age.
特别我这次回去，我自己的奶奶是一百岁。
Especially this time when I went back to China and saw my grandmother, who's 100 years old this year.
她周围照顾她的是一个70岁的儿子，还有一个60多岁的儿子。
The two people taking care of her was one of her sons is now in his 70s.And the other son is in his 60s.
她的女儿80岁，本来也要照顾她，现在不敢来了。
And then she has a daughter who's in her 80s, but the daughter is now too old to take care of grandma.
我们家就在我们家80岁不能算老。
In my family, 80 years old doesn't really count as being old yet.
所以我爸爸是70多岁，也是照顾我奶奶的。
So my father is in his mid-70s, and he's taking care of grandma also.
你自己能活多少年？
How many years can you live?
谁来照顾你？
Who's going to take care of you when you're old?
所以哈拿哪里来的信心？
So where did Hannah get this kind of faith?
哈拿对上帝能够如此的诚信守约，毫无保留的奉献，不在于他自己的能力。
Hannah was able to give to make this commitment to the Lord without any reservation, but it wasn't because of anything within her.
她能够奉献生命中那最宝贵的最有保障的，是因为她认识这个上帝。
The reason she was able to give to God the most precious thing in her life was that she knew God.
她认识这个上帝一个最根本的本性。
She understood God's basic nature.
也就是上帝的主权。
And that is God's sovereignty.
然后上帝对他子民的保护。
And God's ability to protect His children.
在第二章，他的祷告，他是如此说。
In chapter 2, this is her prayer.
我们大家一块儿哈，一二三，请。
Let's read this together.
没有一位。因耶和华是有知识的上帝，人的行为被他衡量，勇士的弓折断，跌倒的人以力量束腰。耶和华使人死。也死人活。
There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up.
好，耶和华使人贫穷，也使人富足，使人降卑，也使人升高。地的柱子属耶和华，他将世界立在其上，他必保护他圣民的脚步，但恶人却在黑暗中毁灭。因为人不是靠力量得胜。
The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails.
所以人也不是靠儿子靠孩子来得胜。
And so people are not...Don't look for, to children, their own children, for safety.
所以哈拿信靠的是耶和华神的主权和他的保护。
But Hannah was looking to God in his sovereignty and his protection.
所以她不仅是能够全然的这样子奉献。
So she not only was able to give, to make this complete and total commitment to God.
而且她是能够全然的奉献。
But she was able to offer to God everything.
所以这个哈拿在一开始说到他的祷告，我们大家一块读括号里边一二三节。我的心以耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因你的救恩欢心。
My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.
所以哈拿是欢喜快乐的来奉献。
Hannah joyfully.Offered her son to the Lord.
如果你要是注意再读，我们刚才没有读到，你自己可以回去读。哈拿当她生儿子的时候，她都没有这样子欢喜快乐。
If you look at some of the details in the passage that we didn't have a chance to look at today, you'll see that when Hannah actually gave birth to Samuel, she didn't express the same degree of joy that she expresses here.
但是当她奉献的时候。奉献给这个全能的神，这个有能力的神，有主权的神，保护他子民的神的时候，他就欢喜快乐。
But she was filled with tremendous rejoicing at the moment that she offered Samuel to the Lord, the God who is able to deliver, the God who is able to provide, the God who is sovereign.
所以哈拿她这个普通女子的这个全然奉献，带来了改变。
And so, as a result of this offering.This commitment that Hannah, an ordinary person, was willing to make, tremendous change came into the history of Israel.
她改变了历史。
She was an agent of transformation for all of history.
她的儿子撒母耳后来成为先知、祭司和士师。
Her son Samuel eventually became a priest. He became a judge. He became one of the leaders of Israel.
我们大家都知道，在黑暗的那个时代之中，他就如一盏明灯来照耀。
We all know the story of Samuel, but he became a bright light shining in the middle of that dark time.
他带领人民来回归上帝。
He led the people of Israel to return to the Lord.
他也成为一个划时代的人物。
He became somebody who transformed an entire era.
他成为一个立王的人。
He became the person who anointed the first kings.
他高立了以色列王国中间最早的两个王，扫罗和大卫。
He was the one who anointed both Saul and David to be kings of Israel.
所以以色列从此进入王国时代。
And so he ushered the people of Israel into the period of the monarchy.
曾经有在基督教历史上常常有如此划时代的人物，都是因为父母的奉献。
Throughout Christian history, we can see example after example of people who were agents of transformation for the entire world around them, and it came as a result of the faith of their parents.
新加坡曾经有一段时间，曾经有过一次复兴。
In Singapore, there was recently a time of tremendous revival that broke out that happened.
当大家回头知道那个复兴的开始都是因为基督徒的父母把自己的孩子奉献出去，让他们成为全世界的传道人。
When people look back and look at the reasons for why this revival happened in Singapore, they can see that the start of this revival came as Christian parents were offering their children to the Lord to be full-time ministers.
所以今天我们活在一个弯曲悖逆的时代。
Today we live in a very broken and messed up generation.
到处都有各样的挑战，包括教会。
There are challenges around us everywhere, including right here in the church.
我们如何可以保障我们的儿女走在正确的道路上？
How can we be sure that our children are going to be able to walk on the right path in life?
我们的儿女到底要依靠什么？
In what are our children going to be placing their trust?
如果我们真的知道儿女是上帝给我们的祝福，让我们暂时做管家。
If we really understand that our children are blessings that God gives us, and that we are merely stewards of their lives for a period of time,
那我们现在究竟应该如何对待我们的孩子？
So how is it then that we should treat our children?
我们愿不愿意信靠神在我们儿女生命的主权？
Are we willing to trust in God's sovereignty in the lives of our children?
甘心乐意地来把儿女奉献。
And joyfully offer our children to the Lord.
无论我们的孩子做什么样的选择，去侍奉什么样的人，到什么地方。
No matter what it is, what choices our children make in life, wherever it is they go.
我知道我们中间很多人，当你有孩子的时候，你已经成为基督徒了。
We know that many of us here were already believers when you gave birth to your children.
你们曾经把孩子奉献给过主，对吧？
At one point, you publicly offered your children, dedicated them to the Lord.
但是我们发现，在教会之中，往往孩子长大的过程之中，我们不知道在什么时候把主权收回去了。
But I noticed too that as our children grow up, at some point we take that sovereignty back.
我们不再看重孩子跟主的关系。
And we don't place the same priority any longer on the relationship of our children with the Lord.
我们看重的更多的是孩子的 SAT 的 score， 他的分数怎么样。
Instead, we start to place a higher priority on our children's SAT scores.
我们更看重的他进入大学那个大学的排行榜。
And we start to place a greater priority on the ranking of the college that they get accepted into.
还有我们的孩子可以选什么专业，将来可以在这个社会上好像可以光宗耀祖，可以挣很多的钱。
And we place a greater priority on the major that our children choose to study in college, thinking about how great and famous they can become and how much money they can earn in the future.
或许我们花很多的精力来培养我们的孩子，可各方面的能力使得他们将来可以高人一等。
And sometimes we invest a lot of energy in our children to train them in certain ways so that they can be better than someone else.
其实问题不在于我们没有把孩子奉献给神。
Actually, the problem isn't that we didn't offer our children to the Lord.
实际上是我们根本就没有把我们生命中最好的想给过神。
Really, what it comes down to is that we have never really wanted to give God our very best.
你生命中最好的是什么？
What is the very best in your own life?
是孩子吗？
Is it your children?
说句老实话，今天如果真想到，其实不是孩子。
Actually, if we really think carefully, it's not our children, is it?
生命中最好的是我自己的主权。
The very best that we hold in our own lives, the thing that we hold most dear in our lives, is our own sovereignty. Is that the right way to translate that?
Rights or everything.
Our own rights, yeah, our own rights.
我自己的能力可以控制一切的这样的能力。
My ability to control things in my life, my sense of control.
我那种可以控制我孩子的那种能力。
That ability that I feel to control my children.
控制我自己的先生或者太太的能力。
Or my ability that I feel to control my spouse.
我们真的给过主我们生命中最好的吗？
Have we really given our very best to God?
我们真的把自己给过主吗？
Have we really given ourselves to God?
所以难怪我们不可能把孩子给主。
So no wonder we have a difficult time offering our children.
难怪我们的孩子在生命中有各样的挣扎。
No wonder our children struggle with so much.
难怪我们的孩子从来就不知道父母究竟想要什么。
No wonder our children grow up sometimes really not being sure what our parents really want from us.
因为我们从来就没有把主权交给主耶稣。
Because we haven't really given control completely to God.
所以我剩下就要跟我们中间的孩子们来讲。
So as we conclude here, I want to give a special encouragement to the children here.
你想对这个社会有影响力吗？
Do you want to be someone who influences this world?
你想要改变这个世界吗？
Do you want to be someone who changes the world?
那我就问你，你跟耶稣的关系如何？
Then I want to ask you, how is your relationship with Christ?
你生命的主权在谁的手中？
In whose hand is the control in your life?
你在追求什么？
What are you seeking? What are you pursuing in life?
有没有把自己全然献上？
Have you offered yourself completely to God?
让我们来一同低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，实在是感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you so much.
我知道在今天这个日子。
Lord, I know today, in this very special day,
你所要的。
What it is you desire.
不是我们在生活中再立一些志要做什么。
It's not for us to make another commitment to you to do something.
而是要让我们来到你的面前。
But rather is for us to come before you.
谦卑来到你的面前。
Humbly coming before you.
为我们的罪来哭泣。
And to weep for our sins.
为我们那个控制欲来哭泣。
And to pray, to weep because of our desire to control things in our lives.
为我们常常抓住我们生命主权不肯放给你不肯把生命的宝座给你这样的罪来哭泣
and to weep for this because of the sin in our lives that we are unwilling to give you control to unwilling to give you the throne in our lives
主我们感谢你
Oh Lord we thank you
你要的就是我们来到你的面前
Lord what you desire is for us to come before you
因为你自己曾经把自己完全奉献在上帝面前。
And that is because Jesus, you offered yourself completely and totally to the Father.
因为你走上了十字架。
Because you walked on the road to the cross.
你为我们死，为我们复活。
You died for us, and you rose again from the dead.
让我们所有信耶稣的人可以得到义的生命。
So that everyone who puts their faith in you can live a life of righteousness.
可以像哈拿那样蒙福。
And can be blessed like Hannah was.
就像彼得所说，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
As it says in 1 Peter, that he bore our sins in his body on the cross.
使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
So that even though we are dead in sin, we can live in righteousness.
因他所受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
Because of his stripes, we are healed.
我们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归回我们灵魂的灵魂的牧人和监督了。
We once were sheep going astray, going our own way, but we have been brought back to the sheepfold.
主，我们感谢你，因为你带给我们的不是生命的所谓的戒律，不是律法。
Because what you give to us is not a set of laws for us to obey.
而是生命。
But what you give us is life.
而是有信心的生命。
You give us a life of faith.
丰丰富富的生命。
An abundant life.
让我们可以能够倾心祷告。
So that we can earnestly seek you in prayer.
让我们可以心灵谦卑。
And so that we can live a life of humility.
让我们可以全然奉献。
And so that we can offer our best to you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你立志要让我们成为蒙福的人。
You desire for us to be people of blessing.
唯有你是我们的盼望。
You alone are our hope.
我们在这个世上不再挣扎了。
Oh Lord, we don't want to struggle any longer in this world.
我们只愿意来到你的施恩宝座前。
Lord, we want to come before your throne of grace.
主，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.